You're listening to Live and Local here on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly. The show's your connection to local music and more. And we've got a lot of it on today's program. And we will also ask you today to make your contributions in support of the program. We certainly provide great music and more for you, for everyone in our community. My first guest on the program today is William Mersch, who is head of the percussion division at the School of Music at the University of Illinois in Urbana-Champaign. And he's here today to let us know about a guest artist recital this coming Sunday afternoon. It's at Smith Memorial Hall in on the U of I campus at 3 o'clock, and it's the Sao Paulo State University Percussion Ensemble. William, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you. Delight to be here.
Yeah. Well, how did you find out about these folks?
Well, these folks are run by an expatriate American by the name of John Bowdler, who first went to Sao Paulo, Brazil, in 1978 when he assumed the timpani position in the orchestra. And in that same year, he also founded the percussion department at the State University.
So there was nothing there before.
Apparently not. And he has been extremely successful and very active in the development of the percussion area there. And this is, in fact, not their first North American tour. They came through Champaign-Urbana in 1987, as a matter of fact, before my tenure here.
It was during my tenure, so
well, I missed them.
And he
got in touch with me and said that they were looking to put together another tour for 2010, and so they're already in the United States. They arrived in the beginning of January, and they're here through Valentine's Day.
No kidding.
Something like 37 appearances.
Don't these people go to school?
Not right now. And so there are 12 students, and at least Dr. Bowdler, I'm not sure if the two associate directors are coming or not. I haven't heard that part. I'm hoping that they are. And they're on this extensive tour. I think they're at the University of Michigan today. They're going as far afield as SUNY Buffalo and up into Canada for a little bit, covering a great deal of ground.
Is this a guy you worked with before?
No, it is actually. It is not someone I have ever met face to face, but I have been hearing of him and his endeavors and his exploits for years. His program has turned out a great number of highly skilled Brazilian percussionists who have since come to the United States that are among my circle of friends. And so I was perfectly willing to take this sight unseen because I knew it would be an extremely high-quality product, and I'm really looking forward to the concert.
Well, yeah, if he's been there not all that long and turning out people who are going places.
He's been there for 32 years. So.
Oh, I didn't do the math. You probably did say it up front just what year it was. Well, that's a while. But still, that's pretty impressive when you can start placing people in jobs and,
yes, indeed,
and so on. After all, that's what you're trying to do as well.
Yes, indeed.
That's what the whole educational experience is about at the university level when you're talking about music and so on. And what instruments are represented? Pretty much everything that one can hit?
Well,
guessing, I guess.
Well, first of all, this is Brazil we're talking about. Brazil is, I'm pretty sure, the largest country in South America. And it has a very deep cultural history, musically and in terms of percussion also. It is a real mixing of the indigenous Indian population, so to speak, the African population, and the Portuguese population over a considerable period of time. And in fact, this sort of the whole focal point of this tour that the Sao Paulo State University Ensemble is doing is that they're bringing an all-Brazilian program. All of the compositions are by Brazilian composers. Several of them have been composed specifically for this group. And several of the pieces utilize traditional Brazilian, more folkloric kinds of backgrounds. And so there's a samba as a style or type of music is probably the most familiar to Americans coming from Brazil. And that uses a wide range of instruments from the surdo, which is their version of a bass drum or a very low sort of oversized tom-tom sort of a drum. The japonique, which is a smaller, high-pitched, double-headed drum, kind of the lead drum in the ensemble. Reco-reco, which is a scraped instrument, similar to a güiro, although more commonly in Brazil it's made of metal rather than wood. The pandeiro is their version of a tambourine, slightly heavier jingles, and it has a very much more elaborate hand and finger technique for playing than of the sort that we use in orchestral tambourine playing, for instance. Various bells, agogo bells, various shakers, kashishi, a very unusual instrument called a cuica, which is...
Sound like a bird call.
It is, sort of. It's a friction drum. There's a traditional German drum called a rumble pot, which is also on the same idea. And we have a drum shell and a drum head, a skin, natural skin head. And in the center of the skin, there's a stick, about a 6 or 7 inch long stick, the end of which is affixed into the center of the head. And the rest of the stick goes down the inside of the drum shell. So then in order to play it, you take a small piece of cloth, dampened cloth, and resting the drum shell in one hand, reach inside from the bottom so that the dampened cloth is around the end of the stick. And then by the friction of this dampened cloth along the stick creates the vibration, and the drum head acts as the amplifier. And by using the fingers of the left hand to change the pitch of the head, you can create this quite remarkable range of sounds.
It sounds complex.
It is.
It sounds like it takes some
a
practice.
Fair amount of coordination, yes.
Yeah. Well, this would be the time to have the whole ensemble here and say, okay, here's this, demonstrate on the radio. But they're not going to come until Sunday. Again, it's the Sao Paulo State University Percussion Ensemble, which is coming on Sunday.
I'd also like to point out that this concert is free and open to the public.
Always a nice little motivator there. It's at Smith Recital Hall on campus. William Mersch is my guest. He's the head of the percussion division at the University of Illinois. And I'm Kevin Kelly here on Live and Local. You brought along a couple of samples, not of that ensemble, which we don't have recordings of at the moment, but of pieces that they might or might not play on the program.
Yes. Well, I brought... two. This first one is not a piece that they will be playing, but it is a Brazilian-based piece in concept, and it shows some of the instruments that they're going to be playing. It also includes marimba, which they're going to be using on Sunday. And I think it gives a good flavor of the style of the music. This is actually a quartet piece, and there are going to be 12 of the Brazilians here on Sunday, so get an even bigger version.
And here's how it all comes together in this piece by Charles Griffin that has the wonderful title of The Persistence of Past Chemistries from 1998, and we'll hear a portion of it here. This is played by the Ethos Percussion Group, hearing it on Live and Local on FM 90.9. A bit of a sample of a piece called The Persistence of Past Chemistries by Charles Griffin, played here by the Ethos Percussion Ensemble. And William Mersch suggests that it is the sort of piece that you are likely to hear on a recital Sunday afternoon by the visiting Sao Paulo State University Percussion Ensemble from Brazil. Sunday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, it's on the University of Illinois campus in Urbana in Smith Recital Hall. And my guest on this portion of Live and Local is indeed William Mersch, who heads the percussion division at the University of Illinois. And that sounds like a fun piece.
It does.
Is this one, have you ever played that by any chance?
That one I have not. I have not done that particular piece. I did commission a solo piece from Charles Griffin after this piece.
For marimba?
For marimba and vibraphone and crotales.
We should say that... Professor Mersch is rather accomplished on all the instruments, but particularly known as a marimbist.
Marimbist, yes.
Is that what you say? I don't know, marimbaist?
Tubist, marimbist, yes.
When you're bringing up your students here, so to speak, do you try to introduce them to various percussion traditions of in different world
yes,
regions?
Indeed. Yes, indeed. Well, first of all, where should I start? There is a significant ethnomusicology program at the University of
Illinois. Sure, yeah, for a long time.
Not to mention that we have the fairly recent Center for World Music based here. So obviously, there's a fair amount of both scholarship and performance happening at the university as it is. Plus, particularly in percussion over the last couple decades, there's been a real explosion of interest in more world musics as opposed to just the Western European, whatever, heritage. And in the percussion division per se, we offer a world music, world percussion ensemble as sort of a component of the steel band that my colleague Ricardo Flores directs. And in particular, through that vehicle, we introduce music, particularly either Afro-Cuban tradition of music, of percussion, or Brazilian are probably the two most common directly connected to the percussion division. Of course, through the Center for World Music, we also have a Ghanaian African drumming class going on this year. We also have had an Indian tabla class going on for the past couple semesters. So there's a wide variety of different world musics that connect into the percussion field.
So that says something about the strength of the percussion tradition in Brazil, that
indeed
that would be such a dominant one that you're teaching here. This is Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly. The show is your connection to local music and often much more. And my guest for this portion of the show, William Mersch, was very carefully vetted before he came onto the program to determine that he does, in fact, listen to WYLL FM, at least now and then. And so I thought I'd ask him to offer a few words why perhaps you might consider making a contribution today.
Well, I have been a public radio supporter for the past 30-plus years or so, since I first sought my fame and fortune in New York City after college. And I was an early and a longtime supporter of WNYC in Manhattan. And since moving to Champaign-Urbana in 1998, I've been a equally strong supporter of both WILL and WEFT. And I just can't imagine a life in the arts and the community without public radio. So,
So if somebody wants to call, where do they call?
They call Big Will, and I'm not referring to myself. I'm referring to the phone number for donations to WILL.
That's 217-244-9455, which does in fact spell out 217-BIG-WILL. And William Mersch happens to be a rather tall fellow, so that's where that reference came from. You can also pledge online at willpledge.org with your credit card. And remember, please, that this time around, we're in a partnership with Common Ground Food Co-op in Urbana, who have agreed to contribute the cost of 3 meals to the Eastern Illinois Food Bank for every pledge made to WYLL. It doesn't matter how much you decide to pledge. We, of course, hope that it will be many hundreds of dollars. And, of course, some of you will do that. But if you're coming in at the basic membership level of $40 or any other level, they will contribute the cost of 3 meals to the Eastern Illinois Food Bank. So please consider supporting WYLL. Do it now, and you will be helping to fight hunger in the process. Again, the number 217-244-9455 or online at willpledge.org. And the other piece you brought along to play for us, I believe, is one that you said that the Sao Paulo group will be playing on Sunday.
Yes, they are. As I mentioned briefly, they're bringing an entire program of fairly recent Brazilian percussion compositions, one of which, dating back to 1953, was the first so-called composed Brazilian work for percussion. So they're including that on their program. And along with Dr. Baudler, the director, there are two associate directors, Eduardo Gianicella, who I know primarily as a solo new music sort of percussionist, multiple percussion kind of player, and also Carlos Stassi, another associate director of the group. Carlos Stassi is something that's become popular among percussionists over the last couple decades, is focusing on specific sort of neglected world percussion instruments, much in the way that my one-time New York colleague Glenn Velez focused on the tambourine and by extension into the frame drum, which are all the various cultural drums that may or may not have jingles involved, but it's a circular wooden hoop with usually a natural skin membrane on one side, like the Irish boron, for example. Carlos Stassi made a similar sort of decision that he would focus on the scrapers of the world. And in Brazil, those, as I mentioned before, those are known as reco-reco, but there are all sorts of different types of scrapers made of different materials and so on and so forth. And so Carlos Stassi has really made his main research focus and his musical focus on investigations of the use of percussion scrapers in different parts of the world. So this piece is a piece that he wrote in 1987. It's called 33 Zamra Zabobra, and it's utilizing a lot of this scraper idea.
I had an image of a bit of found percussion that you can go record one of these painters on the side of a house scraping off the paint. And you can easily turn that into a percussion sound.
Possibility.
But this will be, if we have that in mind, this will take it a few levels beyond, I think. Well, William, we're going to say goodbye and thanks right now as we lead into this piece. And again, it's the Sao Paulo State University Percussion Ensemble, guest artists at the University of Illinois this coming Sunday, 3 o'clock at Smith Recital Hall on the U of I campus in Urbana, and it is a free program and guaranteed to be quite entertaining and, I imagine, visually arresting.
Yes. Well, I'm sure it's going to be a spectacular program. The group is excellent. They have a high degree of energy. The variety of pieces that they're going to bring are going to be really spectacular, and I'm pretty confident that I can predict that they're probably going to end with some kind of an encore that's a samba rendition, and that will probably just blow the roof right off Smith Hall.
And so people will, the aisles are, actually there's a big space
there's a fair,
in front of the
fair
stage.
Fair dancing space there,
for people
yes.
People just want to go down and have at it. Thanks very much for coming on.
My pleasure.
And this is the Zamra Zabobra by Carlos Stassi, played here by the Ethos Percussion Ensemble. You can hear it played by the Sao Paulo State University Percussion Ensemble Sunday afternoon. This is Live and Local. That's a very short portion of a piece by a man named Carlos Stassi called Zamra Zabobra, played here by the Ethos Percussion Ensemble. And you can hear the complete work played on Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock by the Sao Paulo State University Percussion Ensemble from Brazil at the University of Illinois Smith Recital Hall that Sunday afternoon at 3. And William Mersch was my guest here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. Coming up in just a few minutes, Bruiser, representing Bruiser and the Virtues, who are going to be at the Independent Media Center in Urbana Saturday night. This is our fall pledge period. It is not our fall pledge period. It's our sort of extra brief pledge period for the wintertime. It's January. And I'll mention more about that in just a second. I wanted to give you a couple of events, other events coming up in the area, a few of them. University of Illinois Symphony Orchestra is playing tonight at 7:30 at the Krannert Center. It's Michael Rouse's Gravity Radio tonight and tomorrow night at the Krannert at the 7:30. The Diary of Anne Frank is put on by the Red Mask Players at the Catherine Randolph Theater in Danville tonight and tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. Nonsense 2, The Second Coming, is at Parkland Theater tonight and tomorrow night at 7:30. University of Illinois faculty recital by horn player Thomas Justlein, Saturday night at 7:30, Smith Recital Hall. And the Prairie Ensemble is presenting Stravinsky's The Soldier's Tale at the Canopy Club in Urbana on campus, Sunday evening, opening at 6 o'clock, the doors and the concert at 6:30. Dee Breeding is with us to tell you a little bit about the details of this particular fund drive.
You know, Kevin, programs like Live and Local, this one right now, bring our communities together with a sense of shared experience. And our goal is to be the first place you turn to, WILL, to learn about artists and concerts and events in our area. And we can only do this with the support of members of our community that contribute money every year. And we call them the Friends of WILL. And we are asking you to call right now during this short 3-day January pledge drive. Call 217-244-9455 and make your first ever pledge of support, or maybe it's time for you to renew your membership. This is a valuable community resource, your public radio station, and we have an added incentive right now to offer when you make a pledge of support to WILL in any amount. Common Ground Food Co-op here in Urbana has generously agreed to donate 3 meals to the Eastern Illinois Food Bank for every single pledge WILL receives during this 3-day drive. We're hoping to get 250 calls of support during this 3 days, and we're up to 135. So we are still looking for 115 calls. Hopefully you will be the next one to add up to that total. The number is 217-244-9455. That's 217-BIG-WILL, as Kevin is happy to say. And the online, if you're online, you can give at willpledge.org.
I like a cold beer over ice and a chicken barbecue. I like hugs and kisses. Here I love you too. I like gowns that treat me right, so I don't much care for you. No, I don't like you. No, I don't like you. I don't care for things you do, and I don't like you. To be with her all the time, cause I don't like to be alone. I like smiles and squeezes, like conversation too. I like to say I'm a loving man, but I don't much care for you. No, I don't like you. No, I don't like you. I don't care for the things you do, and I don't like you. No, I don't. All the time, cause I don't like to be alone. I like smiles and squeezes, like conversation too. I like a saying I'm a loving man, so I don't much care for you. No, I don't like you. No, I don't like you. I don't care for things you do, and I don't like you.
That was Bruiser and the Virtues playing a song called I Don't Like You, as you probably could have guessed from the repeat phrase there. and heard it on Live and Local here on FM 90.9. Our next segment of the show today is with the fellow who calls himself Bruiser, real name Bruce Rumney. And Bruiser and the Virtue is going to be at the Independent Media Center, IMC, in downtown Urbana, Saturday night they start this thing at 7 o'clock with a swing dance lesson. And as you could tell from that music, you're going to need a lesson if you don't know how to swing, because they clearly do, and they'll start doing the music at 8 o'clock, Bruiser and the Virtues. And Bruiser's with me right now on Live and Local. Thanks for coming in.
My pleasure.
So the obvious question, why Bruiser?
It was a nickname that was kind of foisted upon me in college. I had a friend of mine who would come down the hall looking for me all the time when he wanted to play acoustic guitar, and he'd poke his head in and he'd say, "Where's Bruiser?" And for some reason it stuck. And then when I moved here to town, a good friend of mine moved here at the same time, and he just introduced me to everyone as Bruiser. So now it's sort of...
But you don't know why the guy called you that in the first place?
No, other than the fact that my name is Bruce. It has nothing to do with my physique anything. So I don't know. Yeah, it's sort of a mystery. My mom calls me that now.
Does she really?
Yeah. So
does anybody call you Bruce?
No. I don't think.
How do you introduce yourself?
Depending on which hat I'm wearing, I guess. If I'm in the band, I introduce myself as Bruiser. And if I'm teaching at school, it's probably Dr. Romany. So
when we get farther into this interview and I remind people who we're talking to, I'm saying I'm talking to...
Bruiser's fine.
Okay, there we go. It's kind of funny. I mentioned that we were having this conversation to somebody here at the radio station earlier today, and they didn't know what you looked like in any place, and they just assume you're some big strapping wrestler kind of guy. And for the record, you're kind of tall and slender, and you look like you maybe could knock me out or maybe not.
No, we didn't dream of it.
In real life, besides. Real life during the day, you're not a Bruiser at all. You're, as you said, Dr. Rumney in the public schools.
Yes, I am. I've taught in Urbana School District for 23 years. This is my 25th year in public education, and this year I was hired as a instructional coach. So I don't actually have kids, but I'm going around working with all the teachers in the building, helping them with them. Everything from class management to curriculum, staff development things.
But until this year, teaching English.
Yes, primarily 7th and 8th grade English.
Remind me, what goes on in 7th and 8th grade English? What kind of stuff do the kids study?
A lot of crowd control, primarily. No, we do everything. It's the way it's set up at the middle school. It's, it's writing and reading and grammar and composition, and it's kind of all-inclusive.
And I've been hearing some reasonably good things about the schools in Urbana. They were in the news of having brought themselves up, or at least passed some tests that they didn't previously pass.
Well, yes, we made AYP last year, which is adequate yearly progress. Yeah.
So at least that's good as the tests go.
Well, I'm not a big fan of the No Child Left Behind testing thing, but the schools are outstanding, I think. So,
well, that's certainly been good PR anyway for the Urbana,
yes,
which
yes.
helps anybody right about now. Thanks for all your efforts through your public service that way.
Again, that's my pleasure. I've met a lot of nice people and had a lot of wonderful experiences being a teacher.
And how long have you been in the music business?
I think my mom got me guitar lessons when I was a senior in high school, just out of the blue. And I took the guitar to college my freshman year, second semester, because it was too cold outside to play basketball. And then I just started meeting people who were way better than I was, and I started hanging around and picking up things from them. And I've been playing since then. And I guess I moved here to town in 85, and I've been playing live music here in town for 25 years now.
Wow. So, and lots of different kinds, as we're going to find out shortly.
Yeah. I have a lot of... Well, I don't know. I think they're all kind of roots music influence, but maybe little different branches off of that same tree. Yeah.
Well, let's run them down a little bit. At least the groups that are listed on your MySpace page, mm-hmm. Of course, the Virtues, who are playing, which we just heard, are playing on Saturday at mm-hmm. the Independent Media Center in Urbana, and the Freak Brothers,
mm-hmm.
What are the Freak Brothers?
Freak Brothers was a band that Jay Rosenstein and Kevin DeForest, who was a lead singer in the Mudhens with me years ago, we started as a kind of a side project just because we had a love of kind of off-kilter, acoustic, country, gospel, folk music, and we kind of started that band, and we played around for about a year and did a kind of a bootleg recording at Channing Murray, I think in 91, and then I left town to live in Austin. I was going to go down there and be a guitar hero, and I soon discovered that that was ridiculous. Came back to my job and my health care, and then just about a year ago, Jay called me up and said, "Hey, are you interested in playing again?" And I was... yeah, thrilled. And so we kind of got back together and started just playing in his living room. And then it, we brought on a couple of friends of mine, Ed Schaller, who's a PhD bass candidate here at the U of I, and Jeff Magby, who plays in all the jazz bands around. And
I've been playing with those guys. Drummer.
So, yeah. And so they kind of came on board. And so the Freak Brothers was reborn, although we miss Kevin greatly, but he's in Colorado right now. Still pursuing a songwriting and music career somewhat.
Well, as long as he's succeeding in that.
Yeah, he's doing real well. He's really doing a lot of writing and playing with people. And I just spoke to him on the phone a couple nights ago.
And Jay Rosenstein, probably best known around here locally as a filmmaker.
Yeah, he did the documentary In Whose Honor about the Chief Lainowick issue, and then did a one on Amazon. And
Amazon, yeah, right, that's right.
And then I think he's working on one now about Danielle McCollum's mother and an issue with separation of church and state that took place here in town years ago. And he's finishing that up, I think, from what I understand.
Yeah, she was apparently an incredible woman. Dan, the former mayor of Champaign.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So Freak Brothers and then the Javelinas.
Javelinas was a band that John Tubbs, a good friend of mine, he helped form The Virtues with me. And then we had been playing in that band for a while, and he just said, "You've got some songs that are kind of acoustic." And I said, "Yeah." And he said, why don't we try to record them just for fun?" And so we went into his kind of home studio, and we started recording these songs. Actually wrote some when we were in there. And after a while, we kind of realized, hey, we're onto something. We should make a record out of this. And then we kind of did most of it ourselves. And then we brought in some friends of ours and then finished it up. And I was really proud of it. It was really a fun collaboration, and I think he and I were both really happy with how it turned out.
Well, I am too, because I happen to own this disc, and I'm trying to remember how I ended up getting it. Maybe John told me that you had done it, and I saw it at Cafe Paradiso in Urbana. They were selling it there, and I picked it up, and I loved the thing.
Yeah, thank you.
And so you have it along here. Let's hear a sample of it. This is the second track on the CD.
I'm not sure exactly what number it is, but this is a song we actually wrote in the studio. We had a few things in the can, and I said, yeah, I got this idea for this kind of Muddy Waters blues gospel thing, and I just kind of started playing it, and we just built it around my playing one track of acoustic guitar. So it was kind of fun. I've never really written anything on the spot in a studio like that. So,
and it's called?
It's called No Comfort.
It's the Javelinas with Bruce Rumry, i.e. Bruiser, AKG, is that how they go? AKG, what is that? Oh, that's the type of a microphone, I think. And John Tubbs here on Live and Local on FM 90.9.
There's no comfort like the Lord,
my Lord.
There's no reason like the Lord,
my Lord.
There's no reason like the Lord,
my Lord.
When my life has run its course, I know what has been its source. There's no reason like the Lord.
My Lord.
Javelinas, who are just two guys, Bruiser and John Tubbs, which they made that CD. How long? When did you say they made that?
Oh boy, I don't know, six, 7 years ago.
Six, 7 years ago.
Although I would like to say that the great singing in the background is not me. That's Brandon Washington.
Oh, is
Donna
it?
Nelson. Yeah.
That was really?
Yeah, yeah. So we brought in a lot of people to kind of spice it up.
Because it didn't quite sound like Brandon, actually.
Yep. That's Brandon and Donna.
Uh-huh. A little more tone than he's got these days.
he's, well, maybe maybe because it was a gospel song. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe so. Yeah. He that's the guy who really kind of abuses his voice, I think. It's good. It's amazing he's still got a voice left. If you're hearing me, Brandon, take care of that voice. You got too much good stuff going on there. Mm-hmm. This is Live and Local on FM 90.9. Bruiser, who is Bruce Rumney in his school time when he's teaching over at Urbana Middle School, and is the leader of all these different bands, including the Jump Blues Band, Bruiser and the Virtues, who are going to be at the Urbana Independent Media Center. Urbana-Champaign Independent Media Center, which is in downtown Urbana. They're playing Saturday night, and the show's at 8 o'clock. But if you want to plan to dance, and I think that's the whole point, there's a swing dance lesson at 7 o'clock. So go over there and get your dancing shoes on, learn how to do it or brush up on it, and then you've got some really cool music to dance to. We have a really cool thing going on right now here on FM 90.9, and that is we're doing a quick pledge drive just yesterday, today, and tomorrow. But today is the only other day you have to pledge your support for Live and Local. But it's cool for a couple reasons. One is that through our careful vetting process, determined that in advance that Bruce, in fact, listens to WYLO Radio, and not only listens, but also you've made some use of it in your classroom.
Yeah, I think it's been playing in my classroom for probably 20 years.
Wow. Yeah. And what kind of use have you made of it there?
Years ago, we had someone who came in for an in-service and was talking about, there's some research about having classical music kind of quietly in the background helps kids calm down and focus. And I thought, that's a great idea, and turned it on to WILL, and I haven't changed the dial since then.
And you found that to be true? I mean, did that seem to work?
Yeah. Well, I know it calms me down, and I think it calms the kids and helps them as well.
Sometimes if it calms you, that's probably as important as anything.
Yes, indeed.
You'll manage them a little better. Well, if you make use of WYLL, perhaps to calm yourself down or in any other way at all, or in the case of Live and Local, to learn a few things about local performers and about events you can go out and see and hear, then please make the decision to support the program with your contributions. The phone number to call is 217-244-9455, or you can make your contribution online with your credit card, willpledge.org. And we have the second kind of cool thing that's going on, besides the fact that Bruce has used this station in his classroom, is that we have a partnership right now with Common Ground Food Co-op. Dee Breeding is with us here to give us details on that.
That's right, Kevin. WILL provides great music and more to everyone in our community, whether you're playing it in your classroom or whether you're listening to it in your car or wherever you are. But your pledge right now is what makes that happen. And right now there's an added community benefit when you make a pledge of support to WILL, because Common Ground Food Co-op, one of our partners, has graciously agreed to contribute the cost of 3 meals to the Eastern Illinois Food Bank for every pledge made to WILL in any amount right now for this short pledge drive. So your pledge right now will support WILL, and it will help fight hunger in our area. So you can call now to participate. The number is 217-244-9455. You can use your credit card and give online at willpledge.org. Whatever amount of money you've decided is something that you can afford to support WILL, the station you rely on to be there, whatever amount, this is a good time to make that contribution, because you're supporting the station, and also you're going to be able to help fight hunger, because Common Ground Food Co-op will donate the cost of 3 meals to Eastern Illinois Food Bank for every single pledge that comes in. So you know, this is a good time to call. This is a great program, too. I've been enjoying it. I enjoy it ever since it's been on. And WILL's airwaves, obviously, here are not reserved just for our announcers. We welcome the voices of artists and poets, musicians of all kinds, performers of all kinds in our community to come on the air with us, and especially in this program, Live and Local. And you can get then a clearer picture of what's happening in your community. So, we're helping you to make the connection to all these performances that are happening, and we've got such a great variety too. It's really interesting.
Well, today's a good sample. We had Brazilian percussion earlier in the program, and now even just with Bruiser himself, right now we got all these different kinds of music that we're sampling, and it's a lot of fun. So whether you're contributing $25 or $250, Common Ground will make that additional contribution to Eastern Illinois Food Bank. And, of course, you're supporting Live and Local and WILO Radio. Thanks, Dee. And so we kind of skipped over, Bruiser, the Freak Brothers. You mentioned the Freak Brothers have used to be and are again, and you did bring along some samples.
Yeah, this is a song that was recorded in Channing Murray, I believe, in 1991, I think. And it's a song that Jay Rosenstein wrote. And I just think it's a terrific song, and I've always thought he was a fabulous singer and songwriter and guitarist. And I was always, one thing I've always been blessed about, I think, is I get to play with people who are better than me. So, and it's really been fun. I just wanted to play this song because I think it's terrific, and it's kind of caught a magic moment that night.
Well, and when you've got talent yourself, you tend to draw people who have talent. So.
Well, thank you.
In other words, you've drawn some good people for a good reason. Fearless Love's the name of the song.
Yes.
The Freak Brothers here on Live and Local.
Well, I'm standing here. My knees are trembling, 'cause I don't know why I love you like I do. And I pray this love can be never ending. All that we dream will somehow come true. I've got two arms to hold you near, but I've got a heart that's frozen with fear. I'm tired of being afraid that you'll go away. I'm ready for a fearless love. I'm ready for a fearless love. Who's watching won't matter, but we'll hope for some help from above. A fearless love. A fearless love. Sometimes I've been reckless, but I'm no kid. And I know you've been in this place once before. But the weight of our memories, the baggage we bring, is sometimes too heavy to lift off the floor. Take me now, here's I am, and I'll welcome you with wide open hands. Yesterday's heartbreak, today just won't mean a thing. I'm ready for a fearless love.
That's a song by Bruiser, who was with the Freak Brothers at the time, who have resurrected themselves. And that's from, you said about 20 years ago, something
yeah,
like that?
Yeah. Actually, Jay wrote the song.
Jay wrote the song. Yeah. Okay, thanks. Jay Rosenstein. And is he the singer?
Yeah, we both sing, but he's, yeah.
He's the sort of solo right on that one?
Right. Yeah. He's the lead singer, yeah.
Well, it sounds great. So when you, somebody says, okay, what do the Freak Brothers play? What kind of music do the Freak Brothers play? What do the Javelinas play? We haven't mentioned the Impalas, actually.
Yeah.
And then the virtues.
Yeah. I don't know. You know, Thelonious Monk said there's only two kinds of music, good music and bad music. And I don't know. It's just stuff that I love. And it's, I think it's roots-based and it's, I don't know. I don't know what to call it.
So it's whatever happens to come out of this combination of players.
Yeah. A lot of times that's what determines it, I think.
And that's the sound.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we brought along also, I want to try to get through as much. We've got a couple more tunes we can at least play part of and give an idea of what you're all about here. And this is a new one.
Yeah. This is Neil Robinson, who plays keyboards in The Virtues. He's a dear friend of mine, and he kind of came to me and said, you know what, I want to produce some of your songs. And I said, fine. And he goes, but you have to understand that means I have a strong hand in how it's going to sound. I said, okay. And he took a couple of my songs, and this is one of them. And I have to say, it really took me by surprise what he did with it. But now the more I listen to it, we're both getting kind of excited about it. You know, a friend of ours, George Faber, used to play here in town years ago. I sent it to him, and he said, because I like this. It kind of sounds like Peter Gabriel meets Slim Harpo. And I thought that's a fair assessment of what it is. It's a weird melding, and we're kind of going out on a limb with this, but I don't know, I just thought it'd be kind of fun to play because I think it's kind of interesting.
And it's called?
This one, a song I wrote for my son Samuel, who's big into garbage trucks. This is called I'm Your Garbage Man.
That's a great name and a great reason for calling it that. Here are so this isn't a group, this is just...
I'm not sure what we're going to call
just
this yet.
Yeah. Just you guys.
Yeah, it's Neil and I right now.
Who might be called the Garbage Man, who knows?
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, on Live and Local on FM 90.9.
I got a job that makes you hold your nose when you're sitting in your PJs eating Cheerios. I come flying around the corner, hanging on the back. Picking up your can and your plastic sack. If you all are wondering just who I am,
G-A-R-B-A-G-E-M-A-N,
I'm your garbage man. Town. My engine's screaming, big wheels turning round and round. I just want to make one thing perfectly clear. I pick it up from the front, from the side, or from the rear. If you're still wondering just who I am,
G-A-R-B-A-G-E-M-A-N,
I'm your garbage man.
Yet to be named band with Bruiser here in a song called Garbage Man. Is that what you got to call
correct.
It?
That's yeah. Correct.
Named sort of in honor of something your son rather likes to watch, the garbage guys. Bruiser, Bruce Rumney's here with me in the studio here in Live and Local, and it's been a pleasure to have you. I wish we had a little more time, but we're just about to run out.
My pleasure. invite me back, I'd love to come.
Well, I mean, you've got so many different musical endeavors, and we just, you know, we've played, what, five tracks out of how many songs you've recorded?
Yeah, I don't know.
And it seems like people have lots of different opportunities to hear you perform. If you want more information, go to myspace.com/BruiserRumenie. That's RUMMENIE. Or just, I guess, do Bruiser and the Virtues and it'll pop up.
Yeah.
Or Bruiser and Freak Brothers. Or
if you just Google Bruiser,
any of the above,
it pops up.
Yeah. There you go. There can't be that many of you. And the reason you're here, of course, today is that you're going to be playing with the Virtues on Saturday at the Independent Media Center downtown Urbana. And there's a swing dance lesson at 7 if you want to get warmed up for the main event, which is at 8 o'clock, Bruiser and the Virtues. Why is it, what are jump blues? I'm not even sure I've heard that term before.
It's primarily when big bands kind of fallen out of favor and you couldn't afford to tour with all the musicians, and they kind of downsized. And it was more of an electric guitar, stand-up bass, piano, maybe one tenor saxophone, maybe two. So it was and very kind of upbeat, danceable kind of a thing. Stuff that I just love. I mean, T-Bone Walker, Amos Milburn, and you know, Louis Jordan, that kind of stuff. It's kind of a little, small little niche, but stuff that I've always loved.
And now Bruiser and the Virtues.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in. And what's the last tune where we're going to go out on?
I believe this one's called Everybody Wants to Be Loved.
On Live and Local.
Some things are plain, no need to discuss, and no need to explain. I'm gonna tell you right now what the whole world's dreaming of. There ain't no doubt about it, everybody wanna be loved. From the day that you're born to 102, to crazy old world, but there's that's true. I'm gonna tell you right now what the whole world's dreaming of. Yeah, there ain't no doubt about it, everybody wanna be loved.
Better woman, black or white,
it's what we need both days.
Bruiser and the Virtues, a tune called Everybody Wants to Be Loved. They're playing at the Independent Media Center in downtown Urbana Saturday night at 8 o'clock, and there's a swing dance lesson at 7 o'clock. So you can join them on the floor. This is Live and Local. I'm Kevin Kelly. Thanks for joining us today, and I hope you will make a call of support and let us know that you like the show. And make a financial contribution. The phone number is 217-244-9455, or you can go online at willpledge.org. And our partners for this drive, Common Ground Food Co-op, will donate the cost of 3 meals to Eastern Illinois Food Bank for every pledge WYL receives during this mini drive. And that's it for this show. And so it's your last opportunity to support Live and Local. 217-244-9455 or willpledge.org. It's going to be mostly cloudy this afternoon, the high 17. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low of 18. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy in the morning, partly to mostly sunny in the afternoon, the high 18. Sunday, mostly sunny, the high 25. This is WYLL FM and HD Urbana. Operating translators W293 AF Danville and W266 AF Urbana.